This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating preoperative evaluation on patient Gutierrez, G-U-T-I-E-R-R-E-Z, first name, Jaime, J-A-I-M-E, the date of birth, May 20th, 1970, date of evaluation, June 23rd, 2025. Referring physician is Dr. Bradley, the chief complaint, 55-year-old Hispanic male referred for preoperative evaluation as he is scheduled for left knee surgery. The HPI, the patient as noted is a 55-year-old male who reports right knee injury dating to approximately October 2023 period. He stated that he was working when he felt a pop in his knee, period. He began feeling pain, period. He was subsequently evaluated by the workers' comp physician and referred for MRI, period. The patient had initially noted right knee injury, but had developed compensative injury of the left knee. Of note, initial MRI had revealed a torn meniscus and right inguinal hernia, period. However, as noted, the patient had developed increasing symptoms involving his left knee, which was felt to be secondary to a compensative injury, period. The patient now notes left pain, which he describes typically as 8/10, period. It is non-radiating, period. Pain is worsened by climbing, standing, or any activity, period. He takes Tylenol with minimal relief, period. He has had no cardiovascular symptoms, period. The past medical history includes one, seasonal allergies, past surgical history, umbilical hernia repair, medications, Tylenol 500 mg PRN, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history unremarkable, social history denies cigarette smoking or drug use, he notes rare alcohol use. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 138/92, pulse 76, respiratory rate 20, height 70 inches, weight 249.8 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The abdominal exam reveals a well-developed male. There are no masses or tenderness noted. Musculoskeletal, there is tenderness involving the left knee at the medial and lateral joint lines, period. The ECG reveals sinus rhythm 77 beats per minute. There is slight leftward axis, period. There is loss of R waves in leads 3 and AVF, but otherwise unremarkable, period. the patient apparently had MRI in the past, this is not available for review at this time, period. The impression, this is a 54-year-old male who sustained an industrial injury on September 14, 2023. He did receive a MRI of the left knee on June 6, 2024, which revealed osteoarthritis with severe cartilage loss at the lateral joint compartment and moderate to severe cartilage loss of the medial compartment. There was degenerative tearing of the anterior and posterior horn and body of the medial and lateral meniscus. There was severe mucoid degeneration of the ACL and moderate knee joint effusion, period. The patient had undergone physical therapy and conservative course of therapy without significant improving. He is now scheduled to undergo a left total knee arthroplasty for diagnosis M17.12 using spinal regional anesthesia. The patient is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is cleared for same. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on Jaime Gutierrez. Thank you.